Shaking and all sweaty. You have a nightmare. You need to tell me. I can't just leave you like this. Oh, sweetie. You're feeling anxious? Is it anything particular or? One of those nights. No, it's okay. I'm already awake now, so you can tell me. Keeping it to yourself won't make you feel any better. Because of work, I figured. So your boss is giving you more responsibilities. Again, I feel like she's making you do enough work for three people. Honey, you can't take care of everything. You need to learn to say no. I know it's easier said than done. But if it's affecting you this much, something needs to change. I can see how much you suffer from always working and thinking about work, and I don't know how you deal with it. I just want to help you, but I don't know what to do. Maybe there's a way for you to confront her. I know, we can't solve this right now. It hurts me to see you like this. Is there anything I can do to make you feel at least a little bit better? Now, can we help you fall asleep so we can deal with it tomorrow? No, I will not go back to sleep until you let me help you. I wouldn't be able to sleep anyway knowing you're feeling like this. Of course I can hold you, baby. Do you want me to be your big spoon? I do not care. You're sweaty and you are never gross to me. Here, I'll crawl closer to the blanket with you. Honey, your heart is racing. It's okay. I'm here now. It'll be okay. I love you. And making you feel better is the only thing I care about right now. Can you feel my calm breath on your neck? Should I breathe with me? In and out. Deep breaths, baby. In and out. Really focus. focus on your breathing. You can feel my chest rise against your back, right? As you breathe with me. Yeah, like that. Your heart's already slowing down. In and out. You're doing so well. I love you so, so much. It breaks my heart seeing you suffer like this. I know you want to do everything in your power to make people happy, but sometimes you need to take care of yourself as well. Of course, your work is important, but don't forget about your health. I know it's hard, and you might feel bad about putting yourself first, but you kind of have to. You always want to be so strong and take care of everything, but you can't do it alone. Accepting help, saying no. There's nothing unstrong about that. You gotta know your limit. Please, please try to talk to me when something's on your mind. Okay? I'll always be there to support you and help you. I can't solve things for you, but I'll do everything I can to help you work through them. Promise to let me help you. Thank you. Now try and focus on the feeling of me holding you. Everything else is tomorrow's issue. Is there anything I can do to help you free your mind? You want me to stroke your hair? Yeah, I can do that. Try to relax and let me take care of you. I love running my fingers through your hair. Lightly massaging your scalp. The slight tickle of your soft hair on my skin. My nails scratching you ever so softly. And I love that no matter how many times I do this, you still get goosebumps. It's the first time. It always seems special. What do you think I'm doing? I'm taking off my shirt. And yours is coming off as well. Sit up a bit so I can... We don't need bottoms either. There we go. Skin contact is super important. That's why cuddling feels so nice. I'm sure you don't mind my boobs against your back either. Let me put my hand on your chest. I want to feel your heartbeat. You smell so good. No, just your scent. It's intoxicating. What else do I like? You shouldn't get me started on that if you want to sleep tonight. Okay. I love feeling your warm, soft skin. Running my hands over it. I like feeling your back press into me right now. Feeling your body react as I touch you. How your muscles twitch as I run my hands over your belly. Your goosebumps when I stroke those extra sensitive parts. I love gliding my hands over your back, feeling your shoulders move, fingers down your spine, feeling the little bumps before reaching the small of your back where you're just a little ticklish. Maybe even going down to your butt. I love your arms and your hands, how they feel when they're around me. The way you're so physically strong, yet also so sweet and gentle. I love holding your hand, feeling your fingers against mine, never wanting to let them go. I love how warm and calming you are. Whether I'm cold or sad or anything, being close to you, you always make me feel better. I like that we can support each other like that. I love your beautiful eyes. And your breathtaking smile. Yeah, I fell for you the first time I looked at you. And then I saw your adorable laugh. After I told one of my dumb jokes. And I just knew you were special. I love your lips. How soft they are. I like watching them move and form words, kissing them. The satisfaction of feeling them all over my body. I can't even stop myself from gently tracing them now. I love those little cues you give me without even being aware. Those tiny movements or looks that tell me what you want. Like right now, I can feel you pressing your butt into me, telling me to hold you even tighter and wrap my legs into yours. What else? The way you ask tells me. You know, like, exactly what you want to hear. I love your cock. It's perfect for me. It always feels so good. Stroking, sucking it, getting fucked by you. It's amazing. And I like giving you pleasure. It makes it all so much better. Being with you has given me so much. And if there's anything I can do to give back to you, I will. I totally understand that you're not in the mood right now, honey. You don't need to apologize. I can just keep holding you, keeping you safe. And you want to turn around? But now I have to let go of you. I'm not sure I can bring myself to do that. Fine. But only if you let me give you a goodnight kiss. As you want. I love you so much. You don't have to thank me. You know, you do the same for me. And knowing I can make you feel better is everything I need. I love holding you. I love feeling you. I love you with all of my heart. You should really try to get some sleep now, baby. No, you don't need to let go of me. I'm sure I can sleep later.